You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Free lead screening clinics are now available in Milwaukee. It's the health department's response to people concerned about lead exposure in MPS buildings. There's a pop-up clinic today at the 16th Street's Chavez Clinic. Starting tomorrow, the Children's Wisconsin Next Door Clinic will offer walk-in screenings every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon. All services are being provided at no cost. Three MPS buildings have temporarily closed for remediation work. Construction has kicked off on a groundbreaking skyscraper in downtown Milwaukee. It's a 31-story mass timber building called the Edison. The wooden Goliath is set to claim the title of North America's tallest timber tower. The project will use over 100,000 cubic feet of lumber. It's a bipartisan bicycle effort. Wisconsin Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson have introduced bipartisan legislation to improve road safety for cyclists and pedestrians. Lisa Hale has more.
The bill, named after a Wisconsin resident who was killed while riding her bicycle in 2022, seeks to expand federal funding opportunities for smaller local governments to improve safety. The bill would focus on communities with populations of under 5,000 people, authorizing them to use federal funds from the highway safety improvement programs to cover local cost share requirements.
UW-Milwaukee is one step closer to naming its next chancellor. Four finalists have been announced for the position. The candidates hail from UW-Stevens Point, the University at Albany, UW-Milwaukee itself, and Georgia State University. The candidates will participate in campus forums next week. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned three Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a one-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost five of their last seven games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers arriving in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got the championship game, we didn't get it done, now let's go on to next. We get to play in another one. We just focused on a four-team, two-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. Long Bright River is a mystery cop show on Peacock starring Amanda Seyfried. In my opinion, it took a little bit to get going, but was explained as to why later in the show. Seyfried plays a Philadelphia cop who investigates crimes against sex workers and the homeless in Philly's Kensington area. The Mamma Mia star plays the role a bit passively as a reluctant police officer, but ultimately her choices work. The best thing about the show, in my opinion, is that I really had no idea who the bad guy was right up until the end. It's always nice to binge a mystery that isn't predictable. Fox's The Cleaning Lady is infusing its cast with some new blood. Joining the show will be Leah Salonga, who starred in Les Mis on Broadway, Patricia de Leon, who most recently appeared on Taylor Sheridan's Lioness, and Robert Giacchini, who's appeared in films like Dreamgirls and Godfather 3. That's some good talent that will hopefully help the show overcome a title that's hard to take seriously. People on social media have been raving about the show Adolescence. They might be onto something, as it is the highest-rated show on Netflix for the week of March 10th. The show was discovered by over 24 million viewers between Thursday and Sunday of last week. That's 5 million more viewers than Robert De Niro's Zero Day received, which premiered February 17th. Adolescence almost drew more viewers than a horribly reviewed Chris Pratt Millie Bobby Brown movie, The Electric State, which took in just over 25 million viewers. Regarding episodic shows, the comedy Running Point finished in second place behind Adolescence with just over 9 million viewers. If you're in the mood for some laughs, check it out as Kate Hudson plays an executive who finds herself running an NBA basketball team. So much bingeable color TV to check out, but your time is valuable. So choose wisely, my fellow couch potatoes. Gwyneth Paltrow says that she and Timothée Chalamet have a lot of sex together. In a new film, that is. In a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Paltrow talked about her new film, Marty Supreme. Chalamet plays a professional ping pong player and Paltrow his love interest. Throughout the interview, Paltrow tries to make ping pong sound sexy, like Chalamet's character learned on the streets. Gwyneth made a point to say there was no intimacy coordinator on the set and that they handled the love scenes themselves. Sources have not confirmed or denied that to enhance the mood on the set, Paltrow lit a whole mess of scented candles she used to sell that supposedly smelled like her private parts. Google it. It's real. Timothée Chalamet is also prepared to launch a personal product of his own. It's a mustache comb called One Day I Might Need This. Marty Supreme will be released Christmas Day of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy with rain, a few scattered thunderstorms, and becoming windy this afternoon. Our high today, 48. Tonight, rain will change to light snow. It'll be windy with some blowing snow, around an inch of accumulation possible. Our low 29 tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.